Hello everyone, welcome back to A Cup of English. The title of your podcast today is Leavenworth Winter Sports. For those of you joining me for the first time, at the end of the podcast I go over three useful phrases or grammar points, and you can also join me on my Facebook page where you can hear from other English learners. Just send a friend request to Anna from A Cup of English. So let's get started. Leavenworth Winter Sports. I have written on several occasions about Leavenworth. It's about 30 minutes by car from where I live, and a very popular destination for tourists. Because of its mountainous landscape, it receives more snow than we do, and stays a few degrees colder. There is a skiing area in Leavenworth that is busy each winter. It offers regular downhill skiing, tubing, Nordic skiing like cross-country and skate skiing, and also a ski jump. We usually go tubing there. It's the easiest of all the activities because it just involves sitting down. You sit on an inner tube, which is the inside rubber tube of a wheel. An assistant hooks you onto a pulley that pulls you up the hill, where you are detached, and then you slip down the hill very quickly indeed. It's great fun, and even young children can do it safely. The other skiing activities are spread out over three different locations: on the ski hill itself, along the river, on a golf course, and in the central park. In fact, when there is enough snow, you can see people moving around the town, going here and there on skis, because it seems to be safer than walking. One sport that I think I will never attempt is the ski jump. Instructors are available so beginners can slowly learn to make little jumps, gradually increasing the length of the jump to 15 meters. Those who are more experienced and confident can graduate to 27 meters. I think that would just make me dizzy. The Leavenworth ski jump is actually the only one on the west coast of the US, so it's very special. Some people like heights and enjoy the feeling of flying through the air, so it's perfect for them. I, however, like to have my feet on the ground. Then after a few hours of tubing, or some good exercise skiing, you can't go home without having hot chocolate in the ski cabin. Okay, let's have a look at the 3 points today. Number one, I just wanted to bring up different landscapes. In the podcast, I talk about the mountainous landscape of Leavenworth. So let's see a few others. A. Because of the arid landscape, water is expensive and the farms are irrigated. Because of the arid landscape, water is expensive and the farms are irrigated. B. The flat landscape of Texas makes it prone to tornadoes. The flat landscape of Texas makes it prone to tornadoes. The mountainous landscape of the highway becomes dangerous in rainstorms, resulting in landslides. the mountainous landscape of the highway becomes dangerous in rainstorms, resulting in landslides. Number two, to spread something out over, or to be spread out over. It's a very useful phrase, and we use this in different situations. A. The talks will be spread out throughout the day, so we can have breaks in between. The talks will be spread out throughout the day, so we can have breaks in between. B. The firefighters spread out over the whole area, trying to surround the fire. The firefighters spread out over the whole area, trying to surround the fire. C. The gypsies are an ethnic group that is spread out over many nations. The gypsies are an ethnic group that is spread out over many nations. And number three, those who are more, or the blank who are more, of course followed by an adjective. A. As I said in the podcast, towards the end, those who are more experienced and confident can graduate to 27 meters. Let's practice this word arrangement. A. Those of you who are more athletic can climb the 259 steps up to the Whispering Gallery. The rest of you can explore the main level of St. Paul's Cathedral. Those of you who are more athletic can climb the 259 steps up to the Whispering Gallery. The rest of you can explore the main level of St. Paul's Cathedral. B. The children who are more studious will be picked for the advanced math competition. The children who are more studious will be picked for the advanced math competition. C. The women who have access to good medical care will do well in their pregnancies and have healthy babies. The women who have access to good medical care will do well in their pregnancies and have healthy babies. Well, thank you for joining me today. I hope your winter is going well. Keep up with your English and stay safe. And I look forward to you joining me next time. Until then, take care. Bye-bye.